she was Leila Nishmas of Gedalia of Shimon. Hashem Shavim Diyan. So I know I apologize. I know you bring Svarim with you, and I want very very much to finish this Maimer that we began before Yom Tov. I just don't feel that we should pass by the opportunity of having learned a little bit about the Madregas of the Nefesh world, Neshama Chai Yechida. Since we're living in a time now of Milchama, I was just on the Yisrael in the hallway. I just met with the father of a young man that was a paramedic that was killed on the first day.
Right.
We were just talking, and this morning I met with the mother of a 22-year-old who's a hostage. So we're in the middle of a Milchama. The Baruch Shalom wants us to understand what's happening, and we have to learn. So this is an opportunity, and we'll get back to Rez Hashem to this farm probably another week or two. We'll get back next week. I'm going to be out of town Tuesday, Rez Hashem. But I want to finish this mimer from Rav Sasson that we began, called Mechamel Hashem. And I know that Moshe David should be, if you have it, we're up to page 37. So I apologize for not having more pages.
Yeah, we have up to 37.
We're up to 37. We just started the first paragraph. We'll begin again on page 37 from the top, where it says Yechida Shebenefesh. That's where we just learned a little bit that first paragraph. Everything that we're learning about is a perish on the words Adalayada. That's what we're talking about. Adalayada. That's what I was talking about, Purim, by the Febregin, by the Masiba, a few nights ago. Alatanya, we're just going to review the first paragraph. We're up to the middle. The second paragraph, we'll start again at the top of page 37. Alatanya Midabralza. Alatanya speaks about this. Those prakim, Yuches, Yutes, Chav. Shu Reisel Eichiach Shabachal Echad VeEchad Miyisrael. When the Baal Tanya wanted to explain, to show the reality of this Yichidah Shabenefesh that's inside each and every Jew. Shu Reisel Eichiach Shabachal Echad VeEchad Miyisrael Bo Eres Nefesh Shalakis Al Yana Ugmala. That inside each and every Jew there is burning this nefesh alukis, that he doesn't understand, the person himself doesn't understand and know what it is and hasn't felt its presence his entire life, most likely, or perhaps, depending who the person is. Humaro matzik, so what does the Alter Rebbe use as a way of kilu proving this, the presence of this yichidish of nefesh? Is a davke derech inyan shem mesirus nefesh. Davke with the inyan of mesirus nefesh. Shenavas me hayichida, this koch of mesirus nefesh, that comes from this sherish of who you are, that's called yichida. Shezem mokum lamayla miseichel v'regesh. That's adli yada. It's a place that's higher than anything the other person can understand. Yivanus amayis, havanus amayis, and then anything a person does, anything a person does. Mesirus nefesh l'Hashem Yisbarach nevas v'makom shu har b'yosa amok mehakar v'haragasha. This willingness, this readiness of a Jew to give up his life, akidush Hashem, without understanding why, and not because he's expecting to have parties and celebrations and things that he couldn't have in this world, but simply something from within him tells him that this is the defining moment of his life, without understanding, without even feeling and knowing what. He pareches mitoch haru'usa deliba. This is something which explodes from the rotsin, the ru'usa deliba, the deepest rotsin of the heart. Uvakas es kol chaimus ha'ishius v'shichvaseh, and it pierces through all the walls of the person, all the different layers of the person, from his galas to ki instinct adir. and it's revealed as a very powerful instinct. Kodesh Kodashim Shri Yisrael. This is the Kodesh Kodashim of a Jew. Mesirus Nefesh Lashem is Baruch Mekar B'Yechidah. This Koch of Mesirus Nefesh that Am Yisrael has proven to be not just capable of, but to be something that has been such a huge part of who we are in our history. The Karbi Chida comes from Yechida. Tichach Mesirus Nefesh Hashem, Shal Yehudi Pashut Sheva Pshuta. Therefore, even a Jew is Pashut Sheva Pshuta. Pashut Sheva Pshuta. This mother that I was talking to this morning, so her son, she's a Swadesh woman, a firm woman, but the son was at the party. It was a little bit different at this point from his mom, from his family, and he got out. He was able to with the car. He was able to get out, but he heard somehow the radio, and he heard that there were chevra, not even people that he knew, but there were some chevra that were in a bad situation, and he went back twice to go in and pull the guys out, and he got killed the second time he went in. He got taken as a hostage. So, and the mother was telling us, Pasha Shem Pshutim, a 22-year-old boy, very Pasha, simple boy. Shal Adam Kaddish Shem Gedoshim. This is the great equalizer. Since Yechidah Shem Nefesh is something which is in the depths of every Jewish soul, it's Mashva Kadma V'Gadol. You see this by the simplest people, least religious people, whatever, and you see this by the Tzaddikim. It's Dava Hashav L'chol Nefesh. So, Himo'isa Emda Shavah, it comes from the same place. Now, Mokum Ha'Elyon, from the Mokum Ha'Elyon, it comes from that highest place where there's no difference between one Jew and another. It comes from what I was talking about the other night of Ashriyam Shekachalom. Kach is Kesach Olaksar. The place of Kesach Olaksar. Yechidah Shebenefesh. And the Kuda Gevor V'Yosef B'Chaim. It's the highest Kuda in life. He Shove Eitzah Kol HaYehudim. I mean, that's the same by all Jews. Zu ha'yichida, u'kshehit esgala, when this yichida of the soul is revealed, alei ha'nemar, regarding this nekuda of yichida in a Jew, the Gemara tells us at the end of Tanis that also the Kadosh Baruch Hu is mochel tzaddikim. Hashem, in the end of time, Hashem is going to make a circle of the tzaddikim v'yoshev b'neihem b'gan Eden, and Hashem is going to sit in the center of that circle, equidistant from every single person. Kol echad mara be'etzbo, and every single one is going to point with this finger. Shnamar v'om av yomahu yinei lekenu zek kivinlo yivashienu zashem kivinlo nagilo v'nismachav yishuos. This is what Hashem we waited and we had trusted in, and so on. My inyan hamochel tzaddikim v'yoshev b'neihem. So this is where we'll talk about this mochel tzaddikim. What's this circle at the end of time? What is the circle of yoshev b'neihem and Hashem sitting at the center of the circle? The center of the circle is equidistant from every single point along the circumference of the circle. Every single person, that makes no big difference how big the circle is. Every single person who's part of the circle is the same distance from the center point of the circle. And each one is able to point with his finger. Marabespa doesn't mean physically have to point. It means zuhab behiru samachletas. Pointing with the finger means this is it. It means understanding something with absolute clarity. That's called pointing with the finger. Lishum tzarech b'metavech ben ha'odma kash baruch. Without the need for there to be any intermediaries, anything separating between the tzaddik, between the Jew and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Kudas Heshtavus. Is that the Kuda of Heshtavus? All Jews are equal. And that the Kuda that's called Yechidah Shebenefesh, all of us are equidistant from the center. Makadosh Baruch Hu. Shavu umashva, katan v'gadol. Like we say in Yantiv and Davin. Shavu umashva, katan v'gadol. Hashem equalizes. There's that presence of Hashem in each and every Jew that's called Yechidah Shev Nefesh, is mashva, katan v'gadol. Shenemar al Kadosh Baruch Hu, ze gam no'utz b'tochenu pnima. It's not only something that is revealed when life is over and we're in Gan Eden. It's the nekuda nelemis v'nisteris. That's what the Rebbe is talking about. It's the nekuda nelemis v'nisteris, the hidden nekuda. Shekashi pareses achutza, when it's revealed, when it bursts forth. Mizgalus hamaylus l'am Yisrael. Then you see the beauty of all of Am Yisrael. You see the mile of Am Yisrael, what Am Yisrael really is. Not all the other stuff. You see the emes of Am Yisrael is. Umasa he pareses. And when it could come out, it doesn't have to be Davka by Mesir's Nefesh. We're going to talk about this a little bit at Mirsham on Sunday also, about the Shara Nun. I mean, obviously, the Tzaddikim are Isaac and this Indian all of their lives, but Masahi Peretz, when is it guaranteed, pretty much guaranteed, to be revealed? Is Mansham Mesir's Nefesh. A time of mysterious nefesh. So yesh ladas. She'etzem hanuchonus lumsos nefesh.
So we're saying since it's shavu for everybody, that means we're talking about Madriga that's higher than Makav, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, higher. Before, from the beginning, higher.
Right.
She says yesh ladas. She'etzem hanuchonus lumsos nefesh. The very fact that the Jew is ready to give up his life. And as we've been seeing, then not only they're fighting with each other, who has this chus? The unbelievable, this nechonut, limsar as a nefesh, meyer or otzim begodol b'olam. This fills the world with very powerful light, with a very, very powerful light. Ki hu mo'ayres nekudas ha'kredish ha'amukah v'yosev nishmas Yisrael. This is what we're living in right now. We're living at a time, there's never been ever such a time like the one we're living in right now. But this or of Mesirus Nefesh is Ma'orah Nishmas Yisrael in a very powerful way. This is the Kuda of Yechida and the Jews who are not just on the battlefield. This or of Mesirus Nefesh, which I've been talking about this a lot lately, this is an or that fills all of creation. What's happening, the effect of this light of Mesirus Nefesh, we see this, is more powerful than a passing thought of tshuva that a Jew sometimes has. A person sometimes thinks, I should try to be better. This light of Mesirus Nefesh, the effect that it has, the impact that the Mesirus Nefesh has on all of Am Yisrael, is much more powerful than a hero tshuva. Ki hi ha-tshuva amuka b'yoseh shichaluyas, because this is the deepest tshuva that's possible. To return to the very shorish, to the root of who we are. Hashem is Baruch, which is Hashem. Shanu chelik mimenu. Each one of us is a chelik, kibyachu. A chelik alakami mal. We shove him elav legamei. And we're returning to him completely. Lo rak tshuva shel hamaisa. Not only to improve behavior, the things that we're doing to improve. One's entire life, one's entire existence, to bring back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is what is concealed in the very readiness of a person who's willing to give up his life. Therefore, Malamed HaRizal, Shekisham Yisrael nimse b'matzav ruchani yerud. Listen to what he says, Darizal. We've had different times throughout history where we were called upon to be Moshe Nefesh. In our lifetime, this is something that, I mean, there were wars in Eretz Yisrael, but the Hizgalus of of October 7th of Shemini Atzeres, together with the aftermath and what's happening in the world vis-a-vis Am Yisrael. So there's something very, very different. But we've seen, Arizal says, Kesha Am Yisrael nimsa b'matzav ruchani yorud. When Am Yisrael is in a spiritually depleted state, when we're not doing well, ve'ein b'kocha lo'ira shefa mimraimim. And because of that, our davening is not going well and our avodah is not strong. We're just in a very low place. And we don't have the strength to be mo'ira, the shefa, to come from above. So the Arizal says, ein etza acheres. There is no other etza. Here it's not going to work to go around, you know, some lubavitches with film, you know, or to shake a lulav or something, which is beautiful. It's not enough. It's just not enough. This is mamish what it was, Yom Kippur, right before this started. Elan nechonus limsos hanefesh. Rabbi Zal says Hashem brings into the world an opportunity for the Jewish people to be moshe nefesh. It sounds horrible, but it's not. That's Hashem's way, like I was talking about the other night, of dropping a rose in the darkness. So Hashem drops a rose in the darkness. Pulazuma ereres or otzim. And there's awakened a powerful, powerful light. Or otzim. Mamshicha shefa b'ligvul, which we're going to see. There's already a shefa, we're going to, there's Hashem, see what's coming up. Shefa b'ligvul, without end. The moicha is kol avonis Yisrael. And this is service of Mesiris Nefesh, of Or, of Yechidah Shebe Nefesh, erases the sins of the Jewish people. That doesn't mean that everybody did tshuva yet. Doesn't mean that everybody is keeping Shabbos yet. But this service of connecting to who we are, takes time, of course. We have to work very hard that this shouldn't be Chalila. It shouldn't be a wasted opportunity. Kach Koisev Ariz Albinyan Mailas Hanachonis Lumsos Hanefesh Zulashan. So this is the Lashon of the Arizal in the Shaka Vanas of Kirishma, the Jewish of Kirishma, page 38. Amesh and Nimsu Navshenu al Kiddush Hashem Uchol Leiv, Kaidei Kein Afilo Ein Vonu Shum Maisim Tovim. Look what Arizal says. When we're able to be Maisim Nefesh, al Kiddush Hashem, and it doesn't mean that you have to die. It means that you're prepared to do anything. For Am Yisrael, for Hashem, you're prepared, you're ready. He says, I feel anyone who shum maisim toivim. Even if we have no maisim toivim, no redeeming qualities, nothing, no maisim toivim. The hirshano ad lahafli. And we've done horrible things ad lahafli. Hina aide misiris nafshenu, to misiris nefesh, miskaprim avanosenu kulam. It's been one long Yom Kippur. Mamish, es kapim avaneseinu kulam. V'yesh bonu yicholus lalos ad Hashem isbar. Kama shom chazal, gedolat shuvah shemagaz ad kisei hakavod. Shnema shuvi Yisrael ad Hashem lakeh. That's the lashon of the Ruach Hakodesh. Yes, okay. Siris hanefesh l'Hashem navaz me'ahakara she'ein oid movado. So you have some guy screaming his whole life he's an atheist. And he's angry, he's against everything. And then all of a sudden he's moshe nefesh, because inside of him there's this marabetzbo, he's pointing with his finger all of a sudden, doesn't even know how this happened, and he's saying, Ein Elohim v'Adam, there's nobody but Hashem. Vanu shvi mimenu, and we're just a spark of that. Of Kiviyachol Hashem, or a spark, a piece of Hashem. Lachain, therefore, he may rever says Yichud Hashem Barlam. So when it's a time of Mesiris Nefesh, when this his galus of Yichidish of Nefesh, it's Moira, a tremendous Yichud of Hashem in the world, the oneness of Hashem is Mesoira in the world. That's why, by the way, that's why all of the anti-Semitism came out at the same time. All of the honest, I guess, two or three honest journalists in the world, I say all of them, Akilu, there's a minion group. So all of the honest journalists in the world have mentioned that before the Israelis, before there was one bullet that they shot, there were already all kinds of demonstrations against Israel going on. Before anybody went into Gaza, there all the anti-Semites were coming, mamish, everywhere. For two, three days it was quiet, because they're not stupid, they're seichel. So after 2, 3 days, they couldn't hold it back, even though the fire of hatred came out in such a strong way. Because the Elul Hazeh, because when the Yechidish of a Nefesh, when the essence of a Jew is revealed, and there's a hard sentence to say, but we're still in the parish of Mechias HaMalek. The Chassidim in the world that didn't say Tachanun, they all say, you know that. Mm-hmm. So we're in the parish of Mechias HaMalek. When the essence of the Jewish people came out into the world, Zelu Mazeh, the essence of the Goyim came out into the world. So the essence came out. That essence of the Rishayim, of the Goyim, of the Rishay Umas Olam, who hold it back, who try to hold it back, or sometimes they're Malbushin in anti-Semitism, having a Zionism, whatever, but they still try these kind of things. Remember, there was one of my daughters, she was listening to this woman, she liked her very much, she said she loves Jews. As a black woman. Owens, right. That she was, that my daughter said, she's daddy, you have to listen, she's a Givaldi, she's not heavy, she's so. You know, so I'm my father's son. I said, let me tell you, if I want to listen to Lady Israel, I can talk to Jay Gelman. You know, I have to listen to this lady. I'm not even sure what she has to say. And my daughter's telling me, no, daddy, really, she's standing up there. In the meantime, so my daughter, the same daughter said to me the other day, she's shaking her head. She says, oh, daddy, Owens, this Ken, so this Owens. So she still stood for a couple of...
A very strong Christian, and she came to back Jews from her Christian belief, but as soon as something conflicted a little bit there, she came out.
Boom.
She never did it from loving the Jews.
Because she worked for Jews.
She worked for Ben Shapiro.
She worked for Ben Shapiro.
Until yesterday, or the day before.
He fired her. Yeah. Good. Now for sure she's going to go crazy. Who cares? But the Messias is... That when the Yechidah Sheb Nefesh of Am Yisrael comes out in such a way, then the Zelum Hazeh of the Umas Olam comes out very, 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 very strong. Very, very strong. We see that. It's unbelievable what's happening. That this Milchama Lashem Ba'amalek that came out, and I feel a bit like all these nice non-religious Jews, they don't know like what's going on. Like, all these kids in colleges or these liberals, you know, that... We thought you're our brothers, you know. We thought not the Jews. They thought all these other these going with their friends and their colleagues and they, you know, the professors and they see that they don't understand. There's not something which is safe because the sinner is connected to the kuda of Yechidah Sheb Nefesh. It cannot be explained. There's no pshat in what's going on in the world now. It's absolutely astonishing what's happening. And it comes from that place of Kesed de Mesabus, or the crown. It's called the crown of filth, of impurity. At the highest midah in Tuma of the Malik, this Kayach, it's Mesayr. Just like when we came out of Mitzrayim. So we're coming out of Galus now. Hashem wants us to finish Galus. Hashem wants us to be worthy to receive Mashiach. And Hashem also wanted to prepare us by being ma'oras to a place of Yechidah Sheb Nefesh, of Mesirus Nefesh, through Mesirus Nefesh, and the Kineged, the Amalek that's coming out, Ashakar Chabaderach, now that we're finally on our way back to Yerushalayim, Ashakar Chabaderach is now what's happening, all this stuff that's happening. All this stuff. All these, my father is telling me. I was never a liberal or anything like that, but I was like trying to be more like understanding or whatever, because my father's always just, no, it's the same thing. Nothing is different. even though my father loved America, and he appreciated America. My mother, she should be well, has a tremendous love for America. My father said that it was all a question of how deep you go in. And we're seeing this in some way. Because the other side is fighting against this Hezgalus of Or Hayichud, of the light of Hashem. Or Achdus Hashem Mei. Azai hara, kulay nichna tachas v'mshal zakdusha. And when that Or of Achdus Hashem, that Or of Hashem Echad is shining, then the Ra inside of the Jewish people, inside the Jew, is nichna. It becomes subjugated. It surrenders to the memshelas hakedusha, to the sovereignty of the world of kedusha. Therefore, the readiness of Jews, the willingness of Jews, lumser as anefesh, poil puula atzuma gudayla b'shmei marim, is poil an unbelievable thing. Puula gud atzuma gudayla b'shmei marim. What's happening in Shemayim? Which is the power of the neshama that's waking up. This the nishmas Yisrael is waking up. And the whole sefer Rav Sasson tells Hakitzuram was this in the whole sefer Hakitzuram was being supposed to be translating the English. Vor achdus Hashem meir. The light of Hashem's oneness is shining. And this is bringing about the eradication of evil from the world. And look how even people who seem to be sensible people who you would think would care about their own self-preservation, why wouldn't they want Hamas to be finished off? Why would somebody in the West, why would somebody who lives like in London or America, stop a guy, why would he want Hamas not to be finished off? Because of humanitarian reasons? If they're such humanitarians, it doesn't seem to bother them what happened in Syria. In Syria, there were 500,000 shechted each other. It doesn't bother them what happens in China and all these places. Except this is such an Indian this is all people that, like, any civilized person understands that the difference between our home and Baruch Mordechai. Why would you want Hamas to be for? Why do you want such people dragging around? These are animals. Why would you want them? Why would you be interested in preserving that? What about your own self-preservation? Don't you know that? And the strangest thing is you have these gay people and everything. They're marching for Palestine. Well, yeah, they wouldn't last for 10 seconds if they'd be there. And all these other, you see that it's not seichel. It's not seichel at all. And with everything else that happens in the world, there is some seichel. There's a little bit of seichel. This is bechlal. This is bechlal, not seichel. They say in Chabad there's a story. If I get this right, but this Chabad there's a story. There was in every town, in every shtetl, there was always this shtetl, the shaitan. You know, there was the town fool. So there was the shaitan Lubavitch, and he wanted very, very much to have yichidus with the Rebbe Maharaj, the Rebbe Shmuel. You know, they kept him out, like the Gaba, you know. He's a Meshuggah. And they didn't want him to go into Shtey, the Rebbe, whatever. And he was making hal tumult to let him in, And they did not let him into the Tzaddik. So a friend of his gave him an etzah that every day at a certain time, the Rebbe would go in his carriage, they would take him a little bit out to get for some air to the countryside. So he said, there you could be part of something. So the shaita waited. He found out what time it was, and he was waiting by the trees over there. And sure enough, the carriage came, and it wasn't going fast. He jumped right onto the carriage. They couldn't throw him off. The gabbayim didn't know what to do. They had like two gabbayim there, and he sits there right on the bench across from the Rebbe Maharaj. He pulled it off. And the one who wrote the story said, described it like this, that the Rebbe smiled. He liked that. He liked the omets, you know, that the Zid did such a thing, the Shaita. And the Rebbe asked him, whatever, Yankel, what is it? He says, Rebbe, I have been trying for a long time to have the big question to ask that I wrote to them. He says, what is it? So he said that he got an offer. Listen to this. He got an offer to come to Vitebsk, to move to Vitebsk. He has a friend of his that's the Shaita in Vitebsk. So he says that it's a big town, Vitebsk. Lubavitch is a little, Vitebsk is a bigger place. And his friend wants to, he said, we could have here two Shaitim, and we could work the town together, you know, because this way we'll have each other, it's nice to be friends. So I don't know what to do. So should I stay in Lubavitch to Shaitim, should I go to Vitebsk to be Shaitim? So the Rebbe said to him, the Rebbe said, it's the guy who was there wrote this over. Said this over. So the Rebbe said, it's not good. It's a hush of a question. He said, the Rebbe said, look, it says, you know, Ein Shnei Melachim Mishtamshim B'Kesef Echad, you know, the sun and the moon, you know, two crowns. Your friend's been in Vitebsk for a long time. He's the Chari, he has a Malchus over there. He wants you to come, but he has a Malchus of being the Shaita of Vitebsk. Let me talk to you, Malabavish is small, but Chatsi, you're the Shaita here. You could, you know, you have your Malchus here, you could be a Shaita in Lubavitch. Better not to go to Vitebsk. So he liked that very much, the Shaita. And the Rebbe asked him, says, well, I'm getting to this point, so the Rebbe asked him, tell me, Yankel, how did you think Taka of such an eight? So like you just did this, so you pulled off, so you waited for like an ambush and jumped on the wagon. So he said, Rebbe, I'm not a Shaita, but a Seichel Eid has to have a little. I am a Shaita, but I have a little. I am a Eid. Some Seichel Eid has to have. Okay. Not altogether a Shaita. But how did it happen in the world that there's such a thing that people all together shaita? Unseichel, not seichel. Because the field, the game right now, the field they were on is a field of Mesirus Nefesh, of Yechidus Nefesh, of Arish HaMashiach, and it's without Das. Everything is not following any of the regular rules and regulations of Seichel and Das. Nothing. Doesn't make any sense. Just like when you're reading the Gilas Esther, what's going on over here? Even according to this is that Achivers is an Ech Tipesh. What is that? He's a Tipesh. And how did it happen? When you're in that place of the Shara Nun, of Yechidus Nefesh, and that's why they had to be brought to a place of Mesirus Nefesh. And that Hashem held them to L'Hashma L'Har Gila Abay. That every single Jew, they felt all of a sudden, Jews were doing very well during that time. That's why, you know, they didn't even want to go back to Eretz Yisrael. I don't tell you the history of what's happening. Only 40,000-something Jews went back to Eretz Yisrael. They were prospering. They had nice businesses. They were doing very well. They had their Central Avenue, their 13th Avenue. They were doing fine. There was anti-Semitism, though. And there were Kisvei Sitna that were being sent because there was a war between Persia and Greece, and the Jews were always, both sides always accused the Jews of being for the other side. You know, there was anti-Semitism, there's always been anti-Semitism, but there's anti-Semitism now in Hashem, making ends meet. Then all of a sudden, Hashem, the Harul Abbe, Shevet Esrumei Medina, every single Jew is going to get killed. 127 is the whole, just their whole world. So nothing is bechlal. There wasn't anything that was with seichel or das, and any of the decisions that were made. Who were Bigson and Sarish? And why did he do that? Why did Achashverosh do that to Vashti? What happened with Vashti? The whole parashah with Vashti. Vashti says she was not behind him going back to fight against the Greeks, again going to Milcham. And what was going on in the world at that time? But nothing was with seichel. Nothing was with seichel. And how did a person like Haman, who was a gunish megunish, first, like Haman, come to the top. How did such a thing happen? Everybody's asking, how did it happen over the past few years that you have these disgusting women, these Sinai Israel, that they in the Congress of the United States of America, how could there be such a CS like this? That in the Congress of America, in the American government, to have people like this, they're openly Sinai Israel. How could it be all of these things that are going on? It's all Purim. It didn't just happen a week ago or a month ago. The whole thing had to be that there was such a thing that started the Purim spiel started very strong. It was already during Obama, but then with Trump, it was altogether like it was like Shushan Purim. Trump, and he's got a Jewish daughter and Jewish enkloch to go to Shiva. And then this one, and the whole thing that's going on these 2 years that we're living in now. And when this is all finished and we're going to be sitting in that circle around Hashem, we're going to say, wow, that was Mamish Purim Tavshin Peidal. The whole tekufa was crazy. It's all crazy. So that, because there's his galus of that or of Hashem Echad, the Yechidus of Nefesh, and that's sort of the tilm that sits with the Shema Yisrael and everything. Such a service. And you don't have to be on the battlefield. A person should try to have, especially now, when you say Kriya Shema, and especially when you say Kriya Shema at night, Kriya Shema will meet the heaven mind to be ready to be moist and effort to give up one's life like Yishesha. To die like Yishesha. Whenever we say Shema, the Ramchal spells this out very clearly in Derech Hashem. Ramchal writes the following: Ulam Sider Hachochma Elyonah Metzius HaHora Azoyz. Hakadosh Baruch Hu arranged. Hachochma Elyonah arranged this Metzius of HaHora Azoyz of this illumination of light. Hamischazekes Umaaveros Hachoshech Shalom. This light that has the power to completely dispel, to drive away the darkness of the world. And has the ability to strengthen within all of creation this Kedusha. But as Hashem always does with the world, we have to do something. It doesn't just come for nothing. We have to do something to make ourselves into Kalim. And what do we have to do to be able to draw this light of this Urg of Hashem Echad into the world? It's a Jew being Moshe Nefesh, Akedesh Kiddush Shema Yisbar. The Gamizei Yesh Madregas, and there are Madregas. When a Jew is moist and nefesh, akidsh Hashem, it draws a tremendous, powerful light. Yisakin bebriya tikkun otzum. That's misakin in the bria, in creation, tikkun otzum. Tikkun otzum. V'yarbeba hakidsh v'abihirus ribui god. It brings tremendous, tremendous ribui of kedusha, behirus clarity, kedusha. Olam bara reis v'atalada hayoytzeis, and the result, the consequence of all of this, he amshachas hashpoz hakedush v'behirus bebriya kula, in all of creation, drawing this light of clarity and kedusha to all of creation. Lasus lo ilui min hachol, to lift up the world from the chol, from profane, a choshech in the darkness, shibam kifi madrigosa hasharoshes. And Mitzvah will talk on Sunday, we'll see that by Chabuz Yosef Tzadik, that the ikra of Mitzvah Nefesh is not just to say Krishma, which is that kavana of being ready to dalgish Hashem, but to in our lives, each one of us, to try to do something that's hard. Laman Hashem, laman Yisrael, to do something that requires Mitzvah Nefesh. That's the way that we enter into the place that's called the Sharana. Something from Mesiris Nefesh. To give up something, each person, without posting it, you know. Something in the Kud of Mesiris Nefesh. Mesiris Nefesh. Nimsa klal inyan pasuk rishon shel Shema hu ha'edus, therefore the basic meaning of the first pasuk of Shema, is ha'edus v'ha'edor b'yichud yisbar b'chol havchanaisav. Is this edus in yichud Hashem on all levels? Kabbalus ol malchuso, kabbalus ol malchus v'hem lichoy al kol habruim kula. That you mamlech Hashem over all of creation. Gemara b'datenu li'imasa kedushmai, and by kriyishma to have in mind to be ready to give up our lives on kedush Hashem. V'teladus kol ze hayosa adayin baruch hu. The Ramchal is saying all of this, and the result of all of this is hayosa adayin baruch hu masik memshelis yichuda al kol habriyah. And the result of this will be that Hashem will strengthen his memshala, his rule of his yichud, of all of creation, v'yikona v'yishtabit k'ruches hara, and will lead to the shibud of the k'ruches of ra, to conquering all of the k'ruches of ra, v'schazek atayv v'yizgab, and will strengthen all the tov in the world to become greater and greater. V'yimotzi yizbaruch libriya, to lead to the shlemus of creation. To Moshech HaHashpa, and his tenets, Ilu Lebruim B'Shira Mestarech, V'inosim Bam B'Hirus V'Kiddush K'fi HaNeus. And that this will be Hashem's response to our readiness to be Moshe Nefesh HaKiddush Hashem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu K'vyachu will send into the world this Ilu Lebruim, this elevation, this Shefa, to all of creation. B'shira Mestarech, to bring this Behirus and Kedusha to the world. Next, which of the next one, I will be able to finish, but that next one is about what does it mean to be a soldier? What does it mean to be a chayal? A soldier on the battlefield. And that neshama of coming to that place of Yechidus of Nefesh, being a Jewish soldier. So, Mitzvah will continue next time.
Okay.